Cavalera, Tuesday, August 25th. On today's agenda, a new release candidate for 4.10, a community running a little low on patience, and two threads holding on until Gamescom to get their hopes back up. Let's start with the PTU, a new release candidate for Alpha 4.10 dropped overnight, the second one now open to all tester waves. Three things worth noting. First, new optimizations to server meshing load distribution, the technology that slices the universe into smaller server chunks to handle the traffic. Second, a long-awaited fix to the Mendo Ren boss fight during the Siege of Orison. Up until now, he could slide along the balcony railings and straight up fall out of the arena, which made the whole encounter feel a bit silly. And third, long-term persistence is still enabled, meaning your inventory and ships survive normally from one test session to the next. The previous candidate had already fixed the cockpit invulnerability on the new Kruger Stingray, along with a bug that was flat-out preventing the Siege of Orison from launching. In the meantime, Liv is still running on 4.9, but CIG is officially targeting a 4.10 live push this week, assuming everything holds together. That announcement has a direct impact on the schedule. The ship Showdown moves into its Elite 8 phase starting tomorrow, with a free fly running alongside it. But CIG has chosen to keep that free fly limited to already registered players, rather than throwing it wide open at the same time as a major patch. The logic is simple. Avoid piling a wave of new players on top of a fresh release that still needs watching. Worth noting, this decision is getting almost unanimous approval, even from players who've been most critical of the studio's communication lately. It's shaping up to be a busy week on the official side. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we get the free fly launch, plus a roadmap update and its weekly summary. Friday, it's off to Cologne for a Bar Citizen World Tour stop at Games.com, alongside the weekly newsletter and the August issue of the Subscriber Magazine. A lot happening in just a few days, and Gamescom is coming up fast. Let's talk about the mood on Spectrum, because it's a specific kind of mood today. The overall tone is exhaustion. The most discussed thread of the day reads more like a plea for moral support than a technical question, and right behind it, several threads are circling back to the commitments CIG made to longtime backers, pushing for more transparency on studio decisions. The funding conversation is back on the table too, and there's a particular bitter irony running through two separate threads. Some people have upgraded their PC more times than the game has moved forward, 10 years after the crowdfunding campaign launched. That general weariness is fed by smaller frustrations too, but there are a lot of them. Players are comparing crash counts over three-hour sessions. Others are reporting that certain promo codes have stopped working, or that mission markers have simply vanished on Onyx. One thread is keeping a running list of items and ships earned legitimately in-game that quietly disappear between updates. Individually, these are minor annoyances. Stack them all up in the same day, and it becomes pretty clear why the mood is leaning toward tired rather than excited. Against that backdrop, two threads stick out completely. Both are about Squadron 42, and one goes as far as saying that releasing the game this year would single-handedly fix everything the community is feeling right now. The other describes an anticipation that keeps building as Gamescom gets closer, hoping for something concrete on the timeline. Proof that even on a grumpy day, hope is still stubbornly hanging in there. Over on Reddit, the mood is more of a mixed bag, somewhere between genuine frustration and humor that refuses to quit. Some players are documenting real losses. One recounts losing the equivalent of 15 million credits in crafting materials after an entire cargo ship left Levski without him on board. Another watches his reputation reset to zero after hours of missions, probably because of a shot the system counted wrong. That feeds some pretty blunt thread titles, along the lines of CIG, fix your game, or questions about why AI enemies seem to know exactly where you are at all times. But alongside that, the community's sense of humor is alive and well. One player built a full Cutlass Black out of Lego bricks. Another is hosting a serious discussion about what lifetime insurance actually means, for newcomers still learning the lingo. And a photo of a shipwreck was voted, and I quote, "the happiest in the universe," for reasons nobody quite pinned down, which might honestly be the best joke of the day. The ship showdown is also keeping voters fired up, with a gap of over 12,800 votes between two contenders at a stage that's nowhere near finished, and even a homemade propaganda fan art piece rallying support for someone's favorite. The verse by the numbers, to wrap up, $139,000 raised yesterday, bringing the total to $1.038 billion. That was Cavalera. Good week ahead with that patch closing in. Fly hard, crash pretty.